And welcome back, Comics Weekend with Frankie the Wop here. I'm here with Box Brown and Pat Alessio from Philadelphia. Yes. Right? You guys are both from Philly?
Yes, sir.
Philadelphia. South Philly.
Were you guys responsible for that comics festival that was in Philly a couple weeks, months ago?
Yeah, that was all me.
And Ian, or that was just you?
It was just me. Ian did like Secret Prison for it, and it's kind of like a brother-sister event at the same time, I guess.
I went to it because it was only four blocks from my apartment. It was awesome.
That's awesome. So we were just talking to Sally Bloodbath and Aaron Griffin. We hear you're getting married. Is that true, Box?
Oh, no. I'm getting married. Yeah.
You're not getting married. Not to them.
To my fiance, also named Sarah.
But we heard you're not cutting your hair until the wedding.
No, I'm trying to. I don't know why. For some reason, neither of us are going to be cutting our hair. Except for she got a haircut last week.
Okay. So but when's that going to be?
In May, next May.
Okay, good. So good. You got plenty of time to draw comics during the winter. So what's going on for you guys? What do you got happening this time? Pat?
Well, we have the new issue of Secret Prison out. And I got a new book called Abstracted Comics, which is just my comic book pages I messed around with in Photoshop to make them look like abstract expressionist paintings, kind of.
That's cool. You're trying to get into abstract comics anthology, huh?
I don't know. I just kind of did it for fun because I saw that existed. So I was like, oh, I'll try it out. I'm just trying to make it more like a screen-printed, like, painterly type thing. So I originally did it for, like, an art show in a coffee shop I was in last June. So I was like, oh, well, because I've been in so many coffee shop art shows, I just hang up my comic pages, so I figured I'll try something different.
Sounds cool. BB, what do you got going on?
I got the new issue of my series Everything Dies, number 4, as well as the other issues. I have a comic called Bringing It All Back Home, which was it's an autobiographical story about this webcomic. It was about creating my webcomic that I did for 4 years.
So what? So tell us about. Are you guys Philly sports fans? What's the deal with what's going on? You guys Philly sports? You know, because no, nothing.
Not really. Can't see
nothing. Either. No Eagles. No Flyers. No.
I know
no.
The Phillies are probably going to go to the World Series, but
nothing. You know, because you know you guys have a bad reputation. You know that.
It's so true.
I mean, there's a nuts. You can get it. You can get arraigned at Eagle Stadium.
Oh yeah.
You can go to court and jail
in Eagle Stadium.
Yeah, and on when the Phillies won the World Series 2 years ago, I went in, I didn't riot, but I went to the riot, which was nuts. It was the first time I saw a car tipped over and set on fire, and it was just thousands of people on Broad Street, fires everywhere.
Only one business got broken into, and it was the luggage store.
People were stealing like $70 suitcases.
There was a ton of stuff. There's a ton of stores in the area too. All kinds of stuff they could have taken, but just the luggage store.
And I know right on Broad and Chestnut, it was a bunch of bucket drummers, and it was like a big dance party in the middle of the riot of like 6 bucket drummers.
You guys, because Philly's got a reputation, I have to say. And as being somebody from Pittsburgh, everybody thinks I live in Philly. You know that?
Oh, it's too completely.
You guys get that? You guys never get like, oh, you live in Pittsburgh.
No.
See, that's the problem. Is us in Pittsburgh, we've always been told that we live in Philly. We're like, there's nothing to do with Philly.
We get Brooklyn, I feel, or like people say, oh, Philly's the 6th borough.
It is.
Like, no. Philly's its own. Philly is its own city.
It's its own beast.
Oh, I know, but you know, you guys, you're knocking on the door of Staten Island status.
We're trying to make our own thing. We're not trying to live
no,
in the
I know.
Of some.
But you guys stole the Barnes collection. Did you watch that thing on Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
Those poor people.
Oh my God. I don't say anything.
The new Barnes Collection building is going to be awesome.
Yeah, they're revamping.
Oh, I know. I'm happy to be able to see it. You guys have to defend your city. Is all I'm saying.
Oh yeah. I mean, we got a big like screen printing scene and like.
Yeah, you guys do. Yeah, the what the
1026 is
1026 is the spot.
Yeah. And I don't know. Familiar with like Mark Price does the Zine of the Month, and those are just like insane quality. Like, and he does them all by hand. And it's just like, and it's a monthly basis of different.
So who else is like, who's on the radar for Philly? Like, you know, like you're because some of the guys that I see you guys setting up with at other shows. Like, you can you talk about some of your compatriots?
Ian.
Yeah, Ian Harker is the editor of Secret Prison, as well as a comics artist in his own right,
and. Yeah, we have a
Flurious blogger.
Yeah, so we have a numerous
furious commenter.
Yeah, commenter on various message boards, but no actual blog posts under his belt.
We got this one guy we hang out with, and Bob.
Is the best. He never liked Drew Comics before. He's 64, and then we got him to hang out with us and start making comics, and he's just took way too much acid in the hippie days, like Space Cadet, like big Santa Claus beard, like craziest rants and raves about comics and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I mean, we draw with them, and he's like awesome.
He's like, yeah, I'm working on this comic, but I don't know how to show it because it's 45 feet long.
Yeah, he's trying to make one like giant accordion fold comic. It's just insanely detailed because he was an architecture for.
Well, what about that guy that did? There was an alternative comic from the 90s I had called Spud. Who did
Art
that?
Baxter. Spud, Art Baxter. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's also like the grandfather of the Philly scene.
Philly scene. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I mean, they all draw. We have the Philly Comics Jam, and I mean, we all draw with.
Where do you guys go to shop? Like Fat City or whatever it's called.
Fat Jacks. Yeah, Fat Jacks is.
I think Fat Jacks is okay. They have a lot of back issues.
They have a decent amount of alternative compared to like Brave New Worlds or wherever else.
I think Brave New Worlds is good. I think it's great, actually. The guys there are really cool.
Well, their gallery thing, because they're right in the heart of the First Friday thing. So we have like gallery shows there that are just insanely packed, yeah. Like to the gills.
Yeah, I think like when we did that Batman newspaper. Last September, it was like a beautiful night and First Friday, and there was like 200 people came to the show. It was crazy.
And Locust Moon is pretty cool too. It's like the newer one.
So like that's where you guys go. Like where do you guys personally go? You guys kind of pick and choose, or?
It depends. I mean, Locust Moon is pretty close to my apartment, so like if something comes out, I'll go there. Yeah. But I like Brave New Worlds too. I think they have a lot of good stuff, and they carry all my stuff too. And I got. They sell pretty good there, so.
I mean, I usually go to Fat Jack's, but I mean, it's pretty nerdy there. And I go to Locust Moon, and they know a lot about alternative comics. I just go there to talk to
them. What about consignment places? Do you guys have a couple places in the city that you can sell, or?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but none of them actually do sell.
I do well at Brave New Worlds. They're pretty. They'll usually just purchase without consignment.
Oh yeah, and the guy in I think it's called like Young Loves. It's like. A hipster thrift store is the best way to describe it. It's like used instruments, records, like clothes. But he bought out all my comics, and he'll just pay for them like wholesale instead of doing consignment. So
yeah, Locust Moon does consignment too, and they don't charge a fee at all. So
yeah,
that's cool. So things are happening.
Yeah, and those guys are cool too because you go there and they'll like give you alcohol and like take you out back and like
always a plus.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. So anything else you guys want to hype up Philly-wise, or I mean, you know?
Well, you get these guys.
Yeah. My next book is going to be released at the Brooklyn Graphics Festival. It's going to be me, Ian Harker, Will Cardini, and Josh Burgraff, and we're doing a 3D glasses book.
Wow, really?
Watch out for that.
That's pretty cool.
We're going to have that at the Brooklyn Festival with Secret Prison 3.
Box?
I've been running new comics... from the Everything Dies series on my website. I update it like every 2 weeks with like a full story. That's everythingdiescomics.com.
Cool. Thanks, fellas. So check them out on the blogs. And that's about it. Pat Alessio and Box Brown coming at you on Comics Comics. Thanks, guys.